first column.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Shane. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. Is this Tyrone?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, great. So I'm calling to sign up Gloria for home care services. I got a referral from Prestige Home Care.
Say that again.
I'm calling to sign up Gloria Johnson for home care services. I got a referral from Prestige.
Oh, nobody called. Hold on. Somebody gave you a referral for me?
Yeah, that you want to be the caregiver for your mom, Gloria?
Yeah, I was waiting for my sister. I just talked to her this morning. She ain't, dang, I called me.
I just spoke to your sister as well, Tanaya.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got the referral from Prestige Home Care that you want to be the caregiver. So I could sign you up, you and your mom.
Okay.
Does Gloria receive any services now? Any home care?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh.
They was trying to
okay.
do it. Cause I'm going to just tell you a story. I was doing it at first for American Best, but then they
uh-huh.
fired me because they said because I'm a felony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why they fired me. So I don't know if y'all take felonies, but I ain't going to let you do all the paperwork if y'all don't. So I'm going to just tell you straight up.
So do you have Gloria's information, like her Medicaid number, so I could check and then send them the referral to our intake team so they could sign?
You got to talk. My sister has all that. Yeah, my sister.
Oh, so I have to call her back. So,
yes, you
okay, I have to call her back. I'll have Gloria sign up, and then we will send you the application so you could be start with onboarding.
How much is it an hour?
Does she currently have any hours?
Huh? She
Does
told
she
me to have, I was doing from 7 to 11.
Yeah, but does she have approved hours?
Does she have some now?
Does she have approved hours from the insurance?
Yeah, yes, because I remember I was doing it. And
so how many hours a week?
I can't remember, but I knew I was doing.
Because it depends on the hours, and also, where are you located?
I live in Omni.
In which county?
Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it depends really on the hours. Is it more than 40?
Yes, it is way more than that.
Oh, okay. So it really depends
yeah,
on the hour. The rate depends on the hours, how many hours you do overtime and everything. So I can't give you an exact amount of the rate before I know the hours, how many hours you'll be working.
Well, a week I was working, I'm going to say 110 hours.
Oh, wow. And you work all the hours?
Thing.
Just yourself?
Huh?
You work all the
yeah.
hours?
I work from 7 in the morning to 11 at night, and I leave. I just go home. I'm like,
And you do
yeah,
all
I
110 hours every week?
Yes.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason they didn't let you do it anymore.
Oh, they should have just told me that.
They're the ones
that gave me the schedule. They asked me. They asked me, because I got this from all from them, and they asked me, they was like, what time you is best for you?
Oh, really?
And I was like,
that's
well, what's the hours? They was like, you can do 7 in the morning to 11 at night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's fine.
Oh, well. Then I'm not sure. But since it's so many hours over time, I will need an approval for the rate. But I would say in the range of 13?
13? And overtime be what?
It's overtime. Any hours after the 40 is time and a half. So if you calculated
yeah.
the, like if you divide, it's much more than the actual, like the rate, 13. I'm not sure though. I would need an approval, but I'm just saying. Also, are you sure she's still with the 110 hours?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They said that's what she got approved
for. I'll have to call back tonight and ask her for the Medicaid information so I could check. Yes, let me call
her. That's all you gotta do, just call her. And
okay,
take care of that first and
yes,
see if I get it
right.
Approved and all that.
Yes, I'll call her now, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have
a great day.